So hi, everybody. I have Jeff Mosini with me, who is here to talk about his product, SlopeGrade. And I want to have him on this podcast because I think it's super cool. He's also been a member of our academy, my academy, for a while. So I've gotten to know Jeff and know how he's been evolving with this product. I love entrepreneurs and I appreciate all the hard work that he puts in. And it's a really cool product. And I had him on here to share it with you, some information with you about it and how you get some of your hands on it this holiday season or for the next golf season. So Jeff, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's so cool. So I know I've talked to you a lot, just like I said, a lot about SlopeGrade and seeing you evolve with the product. So tell everybody exactly what SlopeGrade is.
So SlopeGrade is a iPhone or iPad app that essentially trains any aspect of your putting from start line to speed on different grade speeds, to greed reading. And now with this new update that we just put out this past August, visualization of break. So there's a lot of amazing features that we have added over the course of the past 14 months. And we're looking towards evolving it to a completely new immersive experience in 2024.
So this is something that someone can load from the app store onto their phone, and it's going to help them basically read greens.
That's correct.
Okay. And so, which is awesome because I think it's one of those, that's a skill. Reading greens is a skill. And a lot of times it's a guess. You know, we can stand up there and go, I don't know, because, you know, you get up there and you're like, wow, I didn't see that happening. But using this app, that's really going to help people take some of the guessing out of green reading.
Absolutely. I am a visual learner. And yeah, there's a lot of established greed reading processes that one can go through in order to try to make it as scientific as possible. But as a visual learner, I wanted to create something that would allow me to clearly see like the trajectory of balls rolling on the green without me doing a lot, just based on a lot of different slope analysis. And a SlopeGrade app will allow you to do that no matter where you're playing.
Right. Okay. So tell us some of the benefits, the other benefits that people will get out of using this app. Can they use it in a tournament? How do they go about taking the biggest advantage of it? And can they use it at their own golf course?
So depending on the iPhone that they have, SlopeGrade can be used on any green as long as they have a Pro or Pro Max device, because we have a really cool feature that utilizes the LiDAR scanner built in it, where they can essentially just scan the green that they're putting on, whether it's the putting green or any hole in a casual round. And it's going to dynamically create a topographic model of the scan. And then they can roll virtual balls and it will show you exactly how the putt would break as if you're rolling a putt right in front of you. So this will clearly show you like how this putt would break. You could also tap different parts of that model to get different slope percentages if you're into that. And it just gives you a lot of information at your disposal so you can clearly visualize in your mind how your putt's going to break. So then all you have to do is just make a confident stroke on your attendance target line.
So that's something that they could do in like in a practice round or a casual round.
Yeah. So the thing is with practice rounds, there's only a lot of time that you have per green. And if you're playing multiple day tournaments, the pins are going to be at different locations, then there's just not enough time to get to all of them. And there was one year where I was playing in a USAM practice round where there was a member of the course that we were playing on behind me. And he didn't really appreciate the time that I was taking to just try to see how putts broke from different angles. And I nearly got in a fight with this person on the next tee box. But long story short, I didn't want that kind of thing to happen again. So what we ended up doing as a response to that altercation, or close to it, was provide a completely new feature called Course Mode, where we have predetermined greed models from courses in our database that one could load no matter where they are, if they're at home or in a hotel room. And they can blow up the green in life-size form in augmented reality, cut holes at any specific location, and roll putts as if you're like playing that practice round. And you don't have the hassle of maintaining the pace of play. You could do as many putts as you want. And you could just have that information at your disposal for your next tournament round or even next golf round if it's something that you care about.
So wait a minute. So like, let's say you had the pin placement sheet for the next day and the course, so the course would, is the course in the app? Like, oh, there's so many courses in the States, in the world, right? So do you have that course inside the app?
Yeah. So right now I have just a little bit over 100 courses. Okay. We're adding new courses every single week. So I've had a lot of requests from a lot of areas out, around the world, like Scotland and Australia, just to name a couple. And as long as there's a existing data set that I can work with, I can then extract that geospatial data that's available and make grid models and then upload them to the app. So,
wow. Okay. So that's cool. So let's say you had a, you had a pin sheet and you could pull up that course and you could plop the pin sheet at, while you're in your hotel room, where the pin's going to be the next day. And you can stand in different spots and see which way the green's going to break or the putt's going
to
break.
Yeah. You don't even have to move at all. Like, you just set the pin location. It will show you in paces, like how far the pin is from the edges of the green, like a pin sheet would show you.
Yeah.
And then you could set your location of where you want to roll putts from. And then in a matter of moments, the green will blow up to a life-size representation of it, where you can just then point your phone to determine your target line. And then it will show you, if you were to watch a putt at that line, it will show you how that putt would break.
Wow, that is so cool. That would be so helpful in a lot of tournaments. And, you know, I always talk about, like, me with my putting. And if you're, it's just having that certainty of knowing which way the green is going to break or the putt is going to break is just helps you create a better stroke. Like, it's, you make so much more putts if you knew exactly which way it was going to break. And I would think too, this is advantageous, even if you don't hit a good putt, it's just on learning the skill of reading the greens, like training your eye to see things that you didn't know was there. You know, we look back at a putt and we can sit there and go, I did not see that at all. But when you have that, the app and what you're using, it just helps, starts to train your visualization better, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because I mean, there might, you might be in a headspace where you're not putting well and you just want to see putts going in. And this app will help you do that. So that if you just do that over and over again, you're going to subconsciously think that you're the one rolling those putts in. And then, like, when you go through your processes of, you know, rehearsing a round that you're about to play in your mind, then you have that tool at your disposal. So, like, okay, I have hit my approach shot to this exact location. I know exactly how this putt's going to break. And then it just frees yourself up so much so that when you have that putt, like in a tournament, you know exactly what to do. You know exactly how far back to take your putter, because that the app will tell you that as well from a speed perspective. And more often than not, you're going to make free strokes on the ball and you're going to start getting strokes on the green. I promise you that.
Yeah. Super cool. I love this product. I'm so excited for you. And I appreciate all the hard work you are putting into this. Just so everyone knows, I get nothing out of this. I'm not affiliate. I just love what Jeff is doing. And I think it's super cool because I'm way into any advantage that we can get in green reading and putting and all those things. So how can people get their hands on this?
All right. So the SlopeGrade app is free to download on the App Store for iPhone or iPad. All you have to do is just create a SlopeGrade account in the app and you'll be able to demo the course mode feature that I previously mentioned. You could load any course that's in our database and you could check out the first three holes, first three greens, I should say. And for those that are subscribed to this podcast, if you use the code APC2024, you will be able to redeem a free month of full access to the app on me. So this is my way of saying thank you for listening to me today and seeing what we're all about.
So they can go to the App Store and it's called SlopeGrade, SlopeGrade.
You got it.
Okay. And so they'll find it there and they can download it. They can get to see the first three holes of their course. They can use the code ABC2024 to get, if they subscribe, the first month free. And then tell me about the little coin thing that you also sell on your website or your Shopify site.
Yeah. So for those that don't have an iPhone Pro or Pro Max device, they can purchase a Slopegrade Smart Ball Marker, which essentially can be placed on any green, and it serves as like a miniature level that fits in your pocket. So this is great for our classic mode feature in the Slopegrade app, where it allows you to measure any slope on the green. It'll show you where you need to aim your putt based on that slope value. And then you can actually visualize that putt in augmented reality, showing you different distance timelines as it's rolling towards the hole to give you a clear visualization of the speed.
But they don't need the coin if they have an iPhone Pro or Pro Max.
That's correct, because there is a separate green reading feature called Slopegrade AR, which utilizes the LiDAR scanner on their iPhone to measure slopes.
I gotcha. So if you don't have a phone like that, let's say if you have an Android or an older model iPhone, then you want to get the coin.
Unfortunately, we do not have an Android app available for Slopegrade. So it's for iPhone users only.
Okay. So the coin would be for somebody who doesn't have a Pro or a Pro Max.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And then what's the other feature that you have?
Yeah, so we have a speed control feature called Roll Maps. We actually have a series of printed charts that we offer on our Shopify store as well that is legal to use for tournament play, where it's a series of color-coded charts for any green speed from 6 to 15. And as long as you know the green speed, you could use this chart to determine how far back you need to take your putter in order to hit putts at the right speed for any putt inside 30 feet up to 1 foot uphill or downhill each way.
Wow. Okay. So that's just like one chart basically that you can get on.
Yeah. So it's a two-sided chart for every green speed. So there's like one side for uphill putts and one side for downhill putts.
Okay. And so how would one find their green speed if they went to a court? Like, is there a way to do that without having to step?
Yeah. I actually have a YouTube video that's available on our website where you could just take two alignment sticks.
Okay.
And just make a makeshift stint meter.
Okay.
And then it just kind of shows them how they can measure green speed just by rolling a few putts off like their alignment sticks and then measuring off on the ball rolls. And then that alone can determine what roll app start to use. But I'll use a couple per round because the green speed conditions can change depending on what time of day you play and where you're playing as well. So,
Okay, so that's super cool. So you have that's a YouTube video that you have on your Shopify. How do people get to your Shopify
account? You can go to slopegrade.com and everything will be available to browse at.
Okay, so listen, you all need to go check out slopegrade.com. At the worst case scenario, download the app and test it out. It's free. You can try the first three holes, see if it's something that you're going to find value in. For those people who are trying to figure out how far to take a putt back and to go through, if you're struggling with your distance control, which is a huge thing in three putting, then you want to go to slopegrade.com and check out his roll maps. But I think this is really, I know you have a lot of more features coming down the road for people to start adding to it. I think it's super cool what you're doing. I love it. And I'm happy to share it with everybody out here. I'll have all the links in the show notes below this podcast. And Jeff, I really appreciate you being here and sharing this with people and helping them with their putting and because really, like I said, being able to read greens helps people with their certainty. And if they have greater certainty, is one of the three C's that I talk about, then they're going to be able to putt with more confidence and they'll be more calm. And right. And golf is more fun when you putt well, right? Because we can't score unless we put the dang ball in the hole. And green reading is one of those things that I think a lot of people question their ability, but if it's just black and white and there in front of you, and this is what it does, then we can start retraining our brains and improving our visualization to start up leveling that skill.
Absolutely. The game of golf has given so much to me. This is my way of paying it forward so that people that maybe just beginning to learn how to play, or if they're competitors, they don't have to go through a lot of the same heartbreaks that I went through, like being lost on the green, trying to figure out which way the putt's breaking or not.
Okay. You and me both there. Right. Yeah. So, all right. So that's why I love it. So thank you so much again. I appreciate it. You all go check out Jeff and his app Slopegrade. All right. Have a beautiful week. I'll talk to you guys later.